Planning to eat a lot of carne?
I'm not a big carne fan.
What?
You know it wasn't recording just now because that was on that.
I don't care.
Mics are connected on that phone.
None of the other ones are recording?
Only his, so they wouldn't hear your question though.
Oh, the...
So, I have a topic I want to get on, which is... Yes, I didn't tell you yesterday, right? Or, so, oh yeah, I explained
off.
What it was.
I think we're going to get cut off.
What do you mean?
He's blocking you.
Hermano, mia. Hermano, he doesn't even know he's being recorded right now.
Saludos a la cámara.
Una cámara allá, una cámara allá. Yeah.
Mande saludos, mande saludos.
Yeah, I need a bag. Okay. So, basically, this one theme is on gifts and what God has given us. Basically, I think I already talked to you about this. Gabby's going to jump in with us, but basically, it's based off of 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verses 6 from 10. But before we get into any of that, before we even get into the topic, I want to talk about you, what you've gone through in your life, your ministry, everything about that. We want to know about you and how maybe you could influence us on how your walk with God has been. Then maybe we might know you personally, maybe we don't even know you enough than we think we do, but I know other people out there would love to hear your testimony as well, just as much as we would. So I wanted to ask you, as like a first question, where'd you grow up in? Where are you from? Country-wise, ethnicity, you know? Tell me about yourself.
Okay, so my parents are from Guatemala.
Okay.
I was born here in the year 2001. You know, from New Jersey. You know, we've been here. I guess I'll start in my walk with Christ. You know, I first started going to church around 12, to the same church that we're currently in, so. And, you know, my mom, she was, you know, a believer. My father, not so much. And thanks to her, you know, at a young age, she started introducing me, you know, reading the Bible to me, Bible stories, all of that. And at the age of 12, we were invited to a church. And, you know, we loved it. You know, we liked it. And we stayed there. And, you know, I started attending. And, you know, I was never a fan of, you know, just sitting at the bench, you know, not being involved.
Yeah.
Just watching. I wanted to participate, you know, be involved. So I started off as an usher, you know.
As an usher.
As an usher, you know.
So in the door, you know, saying hello to people.
Yeah, saying hello. Saying hello. Glass, you know, smiling, all that. And nobody told me to do it. You know, I just got up there, started doing it. And I did that for like around 2 years, you know. Then I slowly got more involved with the church. And I got, I guess, promoted to being like the tech, you know, we helped with the slides and all that.
Yeah, I remember that for sure.
And I did that for a bit. But then a big change happened when I started getting into music, you know, playing instruments and all that. I started learning the guitar, my first instrument that I learned to play. And I started slowly playing more up there on the altar. And that kind of helped me grow, grow closer to God, you know, the music, playing in church. And I started to learn more instruments. Then the bass came along, the bass guitar. And I got older as well. And the older I got, you know, the more involved I got, you know, participating more, being there more, you know, in church. And then, you know, I got baptized, you know. And then after I got baptized, you know, I was told, you know, I was asked to, you know, become a teacher.
Wait, before we continue with that part, I want to ask you about how you felt after your baptism. I don't know, I felt kind of like touched after my baptism. I don't know, there's different stories. Some people just do it just to do it. Other people are like kind of like forced to. And there's the people who really wanted to do it and get into it. How did you feel after getting baptized?
Well, I felt great. You know, I wanted, it was like a desire, you know, to be baptized. The Bible says that you have to be baptized. So I was like relieved. I'm like, oh, I'm baptized. Great. Now I can like do more.
Yeah.
You know, I can be used by God more. So I felt, you know, amazing, you know, after my baptism.
Was your baptism memory memorable like everybody else's?
It was. Because the weather conditions They weren't the greatest. So we went to one beach.
It was like, against all odds.
Yeah, they're like,
wait. You didn't get baptized with us though, right? No, right?
Yeah, we did.
We all got baptized.
Wait, he got baptized with us?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you got baptized. No, Jamie got baptized with. Okay, it's just. So yeah. I remember that day as well. It was smelly day.
Memorable day.
It came out the water smell. Yeah, because the fish smell.
Yeah.
Because that was like one of those. That's what I memorized myself from. Like, oh, the smell of the fish. That's what I. like kind
of
like
we were one of the fishermen.
It was still one of the best moments because it was a lot of us as a big group, yeah, and it was like as brothers and sisters going in together, and I enjoyed that. Especially we were all young too.
It was cold.
Yeah, it was cold.
Kind of worth it though. I'm not gonna lie. So continue with the. Yeah.
So then after getting baptized, I was asked by our pastor right to become a teacher along with my sister. And at first I was like, I don't know if I can, because I'm not a good speaker, I'm a shy guy, I don't like to speak a lot. But then I'm like, no one else wanted to, so I'm like, okay, sure, I'll give it a shot. I gave it a shot. And my first class, it was a learning experience, it wasn't the best. But then my second, my third one, the more I did it, I got better. With practice, you get better.
Yeah, of course.
And now I've been doing it for more than 2 years, and I love it. I love teaching. I love helping the youth, caring for them, being there for them, leading them to Christ. I love it. It's been a blessing. It's been a wonderful experience, being a teacher. And,
That's nice. I also want to talk about, since we also talk about the baptism, everything about that. But what actually might have started that? What was the moment you were like, I gotta start seeking Christ. Or get more serious, because I don't remember about you, but I know me as a kid, I grew up in church. I think Gabby as well here, we grew up in church. But like, even though we grew up in church, there was moments in our lives where we had to take it seriously. When was that moment for you that you were like, oh, this is the moment I'm gonna take it serious. I'm gonna start looking more for God.
I want to say maybe around COVID time, maybe.
COVID time, okay.
Maybe COVID time during quarantine. Before that, I knew God. I was there in church. But, my personal relationship with him wasn't as deep. It wasn't as intimate as I wanted to. So during quarantine, we all had so much time, So during that time, I started, to seek him, Started, praying more, reading more, listening to more worship. I had so much time, so I spent that time, seeking him, getting to know him better. Yes, I think around that time, they got more serious. And then since we weren't able to gather in church during that time, and I had that thirst, that hunger, geez, I miss, going to church. I miss being with the brothers and sisters, I miss being with you. So once we got back into normality, back to normal, I'm like, wow. I didn't take it for granted. Maybe before we took it for granted, being in church every week, But then I took it more seriously. I took it, I was grateful for it, to have, a church to attend, to be close with the, with the brothers and sisters and all that, So yeah, it's, during that time, I took it more seriously.
Yeah, of course. And during this time of being a youth leader, being a teacher also of all of us, of a lot of us, I've always, every time someone asks me who's taught you, it's always been you I mentioned, or Jamie, your sister, which hopefully we get on this podcast one of these days.
Someday.
But I always say you mention your name. Every time they ask me who's your youth leader, I mention your name. Even though now I'm a youth leader, but I still look up to you guys. You guys are older. You guys have walked longer than I have. Even though in certain circumstances, maybe we haven't learned the same things or been through the same things, I still look up to you guys in a way of still seeking knowledge out of you guys. So what is one thing you have learned maybe from us that we can't learn ourselves from ourselves? You know what I mean? What have
That's
you learned from?
The teacher learns from the student.
Yeah, because we're learning.
Have you had a specific student where you're like, I could learn something from them?
Ooh, yeah, there's definitely someone who comes to mind, and that's Josue.
Of course.
Of course.
He taught me a lot. He's a good kid. He loves the Lord.
Shout out to Josue.
And we're really close. Him and I are really best buddies. I learned a lot from him. We talk about personal things, deep things, I can tell him anything.
Yeah. Stay up all night.
Yeah, we stay up all
night. Long night talks.
For real. Every time we talk during on a call, it's hours. It's never a short
I can testify for that. I can say it's true.
Yeah, it's never a short conversation. It'll be hours long conversation about a lot of different things, different topics. But Josue, I've learned a lot from Josue, and he's pushed me as well. Because he also started teaching,
Yeah, of course,
So he looks up to me, but once he started teaching, he gave me new ideas. He motivated, pushed me to try different things and continue going, on this walk.
Nah, that's great. Like, because especially, not even just him, he's like more of the calmer students you've had over the years.
Unlike other people.
Now you got us, who you had to teach.
And who on many occasions has to say, please be quiet.
Yes, yes.
Without the please.
We're talkative.
But I like that, you know, like, you have different personalities, different characters.
Oh, yeah.
You get challenged, too, as a teacher. Yeah. Like,
in not even that, since they also put me at teach at one point. Not in, like, the classes, like, for Sundays, but, like, for the baptism classes or the classes I had on the side. I learned a lot from it, too, just from being with a few people. Even though they could have been more, they were more mature than we were as kids. But I learned a lot of, like, patience. Yeah. People told me sometimes, having patience is a bad thing. I'm like, no, it's not. I feel like it's a gift God can give you. And especially with the people you have around, you need to have patience. And to be a teacher, I know for sure you had enough patience with us. Because we're a little cuckoo in the head every once in a while.
Many times, like, oh, it's getting tough. Like, I don't want to do it anymore. But then, God gives you strength. You know, he kind of reminds you, like, why you're doing it. You're doing it for God, to please him.
Yeah, of course.
You're not pleasing people, you're pleasing him, And making him happy, that's like my goal, So I know that teaching you guys, leading you to him makes him happy, so that's why I like doing it.
Yeah, of course. And I always seen that as well. Like, it just doesn't benefit us, but I know it benefits you. But also in the way we also react too, because I know we're also bad, maybe we were bad. I don't know about now, because now I'm not in your class, I got another teacher over there. But I feel like you have grown so much, we have grown so much from it, and we all learn. And then we're going to use that one day for the kids that maybe come up one day. Yeah. The little kids that are around us here, in general, younger kids too. So I'm happy to say that you were my teacher. I don't know about Gabby over here.
And I'm happy.
She's like, I don't know.
My students. Yeah. And I'm happy you guys, showed up. And really, that's a big part of it.
Oh, that's all. Being there. Oh, my gosh. And for the ones that weren't, I'm not calling out anyone.
Hey.
Not calling out anyone.
I show up. We all know I show up.
Every late, but. She did. She did. Late, but then.
I have to put up all the microphones. We've been through this.
Guys, if you guys didn't know, she's a worship singer. She works with all the tech stuff. Amen. With the music. That's it. But yeah, that's one thing. And now, I also want to hit on the topic I was just talking about, which is the gifts and what God gives you in general. Which I'm going to read 2 Timothy chapter 1, 6, verse 6 from 9. It says, "For the reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you." Oh, shoot. There's an ant that flew from the sky, guys.
There's an ant.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to read that again. "For the reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me," which in a moment Paul was talking to Timothy about himself, "of me, his prisoner," which I can feel like we could end that verse, even though he's talking about, like, oh, the Lord, like Jesus himself, but also himself. Like, we got leaders, for example, you have a testimony, not to be ashamed to tell other people testimony too, because I feel like in a way, like how we also tell our testimony, they could use that to tell it to someone else. You know what I mean? Like Gabby's testimony, giving it to me, I could use maybe, and she has a similar testimony to this person, or she's going to something similar, we could use it, I feel like. So I feel like that's something we could keep pulling up on as youth, as people, and grow on that, to be honest. And I feel like we grow from that too. So because we see people heal from what, knowing that they're not alone either, you know what I mean? I don't know if you ever gone through that. I mean, I have, in my opinion, I've seen people who've gone through depression, anxiety, just like I did, and pain just through what I did. Maybe not as long as term for me, or maybe even longer, but I've seen people heal from just telling their testimony and learn and be interested in God. Because I feel like sometimes people think it's boring, but sometimes we also make it boring. I feel like you're like, oh, it's just this and that, but like you don't tell like what else is going on. Like there's more to it than just going to church, singing hymns. There's also looking and seeking him, reading his word, which makes it more interesting. Even though reading a book sounds boring sometimes, like I'm not the type of guy.
Well, there's certain books that are I'm telling not you, that boring.
There's certain books I'll just be like, nah, this is gonna go to the trash. But the Bible is so interesting, and it's so like
when you have like a thirst for it though.
Oh, yeah. Thursday, no, but maybe like Thursday. Like, let's say you're bored. Let's say you don't got a book to read. Let's open the Bible. You find some random stuff in there.
Open the books to...
You find some random stuff. And it gets interesting, too. Like, yo, let's... I remember... Oh, my...
Es un video que estamos haciendo.
For example, like, I was reading... One time, I also recommended Karina. Oh, Jacob! Jacob.
The legend.
My boy right here. The myth, the legend. I haven't seen him in a bit. But wait, let me get you a video because we're recording a video right now.
Wait, what?
I'm recording a video right now. Now I'm going to put that in the clip. That's not being edited out. So I recommended the book of Job. No, not the Job. I forgot what book it was, but it was the story about Jacob, though. I recommended it to Karina one time, and it's mostly about, there was a part of it where Jacob kind of gets romantic, waits for Rachel, her 7 years.
Whoa.
There's a lot more details to it. I'm like, yo, that's crazy. But, like, it's interesting. Like, a man who's actually worthy enough, like, says, oh, this woman's worthy enough to wait 7 years.
Interesting.
Plus, he didn't even get to wait to even 7 more years after that. Because it wasn't, she wasn't the first daughter or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
People should learn.
Like, there's always something interesting. The Samson story. There's a David story with Goliath. And there's even more to David about. That's crazy. You know what I mean? And these are also things that we could get people interested into just through our testimonies of what we know about God. And I feel like that's one thing we could learn through him. But I also, there's also the rest of these two verses that come up that, well, of eight. So rather join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and has called us to a holy life. Not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose, grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but has now been, oh my gosh, I took the picture bad. Through the appearing of our Jesus Christ, who has destroyed and has brought life and immortality to the light through the gospel. And in the way of how it also touches me, Paul and Timothy were down to like throw their life down for Christ. And that's just Paul like seeing him, who like also like randomly seeing him, not knowing about him before that, just seeing him, and then he fully goes to Christ. And now there's Timothy, Paul giving his testimony, his whole life giving it to Timothy. He's walking with Christ too, but he's also telling him, don't be ashamed. Kind of like it's a gain of dying for Christ. What is there to lose if Christ is all you need? You know what I mean?
And nothing I feel like, to lose. If he gave you everything, then nothing to lose.
Of course. And also to use our gifts. This is one gift right here, talking to each other, our voices. Us talking, us spreading our testimony, us spreading the word of God is one gift. It's our voice. People use their own hands to as gifts. There's people with gifts of prophecy, gifts to preach, gifts to sing. We got Gabby here who sings. There's you that plays an instrument. You play the bass in our church. I preach. Imagine you preach too. There's one more that needs to start preaching, though. But
One day or day one.
And
One day or day one.
But tell me that. We all have gifts, and some of it, and it, I say it's a waste of a gift to not use it. Oh my God, these people. It's a waste of a gift not to use it. Tell me not, like let's say I could sing, and I don't use my singing skills to do it at church, or do it maybe let's do it in a gathering. Yo, that's like a waste of a gift. And many people are just touched by how people are saying. And I will always say this, we're not all perfect too at the same time. I know we maybe all don't feel worthy of being on a stage. I don't ever feel worthy enough because of my past and everything, but I know God died for my sins. I know God forgets about my past. I know he gave me a new beginning, a new start, and he gave me a new path in which I'm walking in. And now here I am, preaching, youth leader, fire rep for our church and everything. But at the end of the day, I'm like, I don't really care about that. But at the end of the day, what I care about is if I could use all of this in the position I'm put into to use it for God. I bet you felt the same too. Like, oh, they put me here, let me use it. Just like you said, you put yourself as that shit. For sure, there's people who gave you smile.
Some people like rather wait. They're like, I want them to tell me what to do. But then at some point, you have to like initiate it yourself. You have to have the willing to just start it without anyone telling you to.
Not now. Then when? Then like, yeah. When are you gonna start? Uh-huh. And I think that also goes to us. Like, it's like his mom talking to Jesus. Like, that's him. Mother talking. Like, I feel like our parents do the same thing. Like, why don't you do this? And then we're like, wait, I want to wait a year. Why then wait a year? Start it now. Yeah. We're young, especially us.
Yeah.
We're young. There's other people, young people who are going to watch this. Mm-hmm. Other maybe even leaders that maybe they're in this position, but they still need to take that other step forward. Maybe they want to become pastors. Mm-hmm. Maybe evangelists. Maybe go to countries. Mm-hmm. Maybe go to other churches. Yeah. Why not start now?
Yeah.
And later.
Yeah.
because I feel like it's a you're wasting your time. God has put you in, giving you all of this, giving you the path, giving you open the door to go forward. And if you don't take that advantage, then for what? You know what I mean? And I say that in a way because I know a lot of us are going to see us. Maybe not right now, people are seeing us. There's people who are going to see us on video. People who are going to see us walk when we walk out of here. Mm-hmm. And it's just not about just us also talking to. The gift of us just walking around. And his presence is a gift too.
Yeah.
His presence is a gift. Once Jesus died on the cross for us, we have the gift of having the Holy Spirit with us. Which I can feel in you. I can feel in God when we're doing his will. Mm-hmm. And it's a thing of many other people don't have that. Why? Because they're apart from him. And I feel like it's also our job or a thing we should have, like, it's something we should be doing as a thing of pushing people to not just, oh, let's go to church, but to find his presence. Mm-hmm. Teach them how to build up in that presence, which I feel like we got to do as well.
Yeah.
And I feel like many will learn of how to get into God, join together with God, connect with God. Maybe if it was their internet, instead of their phones, they're on with God. Mm-hmm. Instead of playing video games, they're with God. Mm-hmm. Instead of being out with their friends all night, they're with God, taking a time, 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. But I feel like a lot of us got to also learn how to do that. I feel like...
discipline. You
know? Yeah, discipline. Because, discipline is the number one thing that a lot of us, even me, myself, I struggle with. Mm-hmm. Even though I could be a youth leader, I struggle with my Bible. I'm going to be honest. It's not there's no open space. I struggle with my Bible. I sometimes struggle to open the Word. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm too tired. Maybe bored. Or I find it boring. But it's the thing where we have to, like, push towards it, because that's what's going to satisfy our soul, fill up our soul, our hearts with what we need to be fed by. And it's not nothing toxic either, it's something that's going to nourish us, nourish our hearts, nourish our souls. Mm-hmm. Which I feel like you've also taught us during the years too, which I feel like has also helped me, helped, I know Gabby, helped a lot of us. And there's our parents who are also influenced our lives too, which they have maybe done the same. Maybe us as youth, whenever they are down too, we help them out as well. Mm-hmm. And for example, like Jacob just came up to me.
Yeah.
That's one kid that's going to see us. Last year he was here at this place and we had recorded him evangelizing low-key with other kids. And I'm like, yo, that makes me happy. Mm-hmm. Like maybe he's not have a connection with God. Mm-hmm. He's a child. He's learning still. Mm-hmm. He has a long path ahead of him. Mm-hmm. But like he's out there being like, yo, you love God? I love God. Like we both love God. Mm-hmm. And that makes me happy. You know what I mean? And that's like that's our future generation coming up. And I know they're going to benefit from us. You know, that's one thing I know that's going to build up from us. And it's going to be laid like a seed from us as well, from our gifts. Mm-hmm. From what we're going to teach. We're going to preach. We're going to show through our walks how the way we talk. I feel like a lot of us got to fix the way we talk as well. And it's not even basically the language wise or what words we use, but it's more about like not how we also say it. Like we sometimes sound angry, sound sad in the moment, sound... Yeah. Like, we got to build hopes up, mm-hmm. like, how God would want has done with us. We got to show that hope to other people, show that happiness, that love, to the peace as well. Because when we also sound angry, that also goes on them as well. Like, we got to fix that, you know what I mean? But, yeah, that's, like, one of the things I feel like we should fix in our youth nowadays. That's, like, one big thing. Yeah. And use what God has given us, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? Like, what do you think about kids coming out from what they could learn from our gifts and everything about that? What else do you think?
Like, what kids can learn from, what we do? They might be young, you know, and be like, oh, they're not paying attention, but they are. You know, kids, you know, learn from, you know, from their parents, you know, they copy what they do, you know, and I feel like them seeing us, like, up on stage and on the altar or teaching, you know, like, they notice those things, you know? Like the story that, you know, that they're taught, you know, in church as well, you know, that sticks with them, you know, as they grow, you know. They might not understand it fully, but then, you know, when they're older, you know, there's going to be like a time, you know, where they're going to have like a connection, you know, with God, you know. And they're going to be grateful, you know, for them being in church, for their parents taking them to church at a young age, you know, just being there instead of being somewhere else, you know. So yeah, you know, it's important, you know, because kids, you know, they're the present of the church and they're their future. So we really have to take care of, you know, the kids and the youth, you know, and invest in them, you know. It's a very good investment, you know, on the kids, because they're going to be the present and the future, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Like, for us, it was different because we were like the first kind of generation to grow up. Uh-huh. So like we had no one up to like to look up to. We didn't have standards, you know. Yes. We were like the first ones to like grow up and take our own like path.
Yeah, yeah, especially in our church, and especially if you know the story of our church. I've been there since day one, but like I've seen everyone from day one grow. Like, like anyone who's here right now, we grew up with.
Exactly.
We recognize our face. Like, if we ever see new faces, we're the ones going like, "Yo, welcome!" Like, type thing, you know. Like Gabby, she came up after like maybe 6 years, maybe or five of the church already being grown. Well, we're now at like 13, 14 now, 14 years now. About to be soon.
But we were still all young.
Yeah, we're all young.
Like, that was that's the generation that just grew up.
Like when she first came, she was already singing. You were already playing instruments somehow.
No, he was at the door.
He was playing the guitar, though.
He was at the door. And the
guitar. No, you were playing the guitar at one point, too, I think. That was, I remember those days. Like, those are old days, and I know the pastor remembers all that, too.
Yeah.
Somehow, he remembers something. Yeah. But I remember a lot of that stuff, and I'm like, yo, God, like, you've grown us to the point that we're here now. Like, like, maybe let's say 6 years ago, I wouldn't have imagined this here. I wouldn't imagine me here. Like, everyone else was like, yo, he may become a leader, she's gonna keep singing, blah, 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 blah. Me? I never expected myself to be here.
Likewise, you know, I never expected to be, like, a teacher, you know, to have the impact that I have with you guys, you know, within the youth. And like Gabby mentioned, like, there was, you know, our church, we never really had, like, a youth leader, you know, to follow. Like, in my case, like, there was no, like, I was one of the oldest ones, so, like, I never had someone older than me, like, you know, who was a teacher leading me, you know? So I never had that. But then Gabby's dad, you know, once Gabby came in her family, her dad was a teacher. He was one of my first teachers. And, you know, he taught me a lot. You know, I learned a lot with him.
And I forgot we also did Royal Rangers with them.
Yes.
You guys had
like, Oh my gosh.
And he was like a mentor, you know. You know, he helped me a lot. He also plays, you know, a lot of instruments. So that kind of, you know, he helped me. He taught me a little bit as well. So since, you know, growing up, I didn't really have someone to look up to. Like, I want to be someone who you guys look up to, you know? Like, I never had that, but I want you guys, you know, through me, you know, to, you know, have someone to look up to, you know? And that's why I love, you know, spending time with you guys. Every time, like, I want to do an activity or go out, like, I invite all of you, you know, to the movies, you know,
park,
you know, Six Flags, whatever, you know? I love spending time with you guys, you know? And, you know, it's a blessing, you know, to have you guys and be, you know, your teacher, you know?
Nah, facts. You know, you got to say anything else?
I think we've covered it.
So, to be honest, that's all
I got for you. You have a quote
before you leave. Like,
for us.
A quote.
Or something you want to say to
a
anyone.
A quote like, this that you live by. Because like, everybody has a certain like thing. They like, remind themselves of like, when they're going through something or something. They have a quote, like a song maybe that, you know?
Or what about this? Quote, but also say something to you're our first guest.
Yeah, how do you feel about this? Thing.
First guest.
You have a lot of.
That's a privilege. This is where we're starting with.
A lot of pressure.
Hopefully,
no
this
pressure.
Keeps going.
Yes, no pressure.
Yes. A lot of pressure, you know. But I like pressure, you know. I'm an athlete. I like the pressure, you know.
He likes the pressure. Quote.
Yeah, being the first one, you know, it's a privilege, it's an honor, you know. I'm like, why me? You know, why me? You know, it's like, you know, they give you so many others, but, you know, thank you guys for, you know, choosing me. I hope to be, you know, one of many to come. You know, I know you have a big list of, you know, guests and people you want to interview, and hopefully, you know, you get to do that. You know, you get to interview, you know, great people who are used by God in different ways, you know, who also have an impact, who are also involved, you know. So I'm happy, you know, to be the first, you know, and hopefully this continues, you know, this is just the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
You know, hopefully this is the beginning of something great to come, you know.
Bet. And anything to anyone watching, you want to say anything?
Anyone watching? not really. I'm not
you,
sure.
If you need any movie recommendations, we have that.
We got
guy. I'm your guy.
He'll be honest.
Yes.
Very honest.
Yes.
That's a gift too from God.
Yeah, I'm a big movie guy. I love movies. You know.
Well,
yeah.
That's all I got for now.
That's all I've got.
And it was nice having you, Anthony.
Nice to meet
hopefully
you.
Hopefully, we can have you. We're going to have maybe like a few months. We have you one more time.
Hopefully, I can
but
come back.
We have other themes you could talk about, other topics you could talk
about.
But for now, that's all we have for Anthony. Okay. I thank Anthony, and I thank you guys for watching, for whoever's watching right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our first podcast for you guys.
See you guys.
Oh, my legs. Thank you, Anthony.
You're welcome.
God. I make the joke.